Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Truth Be Told Minuteman Report, coming to you live from an undisclosed location somewhere in North America. So, full disclosure, today's story was suggested by a viewer, Dan Hall. Dan, thank you so much for the suggestion. So this this story takes place in southwestern Pennsylvania, very near to where I grew up, like literally like down the mountain and just over a ways. And I'd never heard of this. I'd never heard of it at all. So today we're going to be talking about something called the Kecksburg UFO incident, which took place December 9th, 1965, and is kind of stretched out for a really long time, right? So let's get into this. On the evening of December 9th, 1965, a large, brilliant fireball was seen in at least six U.S. states and in Ontario, Canada. It streaked over the Detroit, Michigan area, and there were reports of hot metal debris over parts of Michigan and North Ohio. There were grass fires and even a sonic boom heard in Pittsburgh. And all of this was attributed to this fireball. Right now, some people in the rural town of Kecksburg, right, which is about 30 miles southeast of Pittsburgh, reported that something had fallen from the sky. It had crashed into the woods. They saw wisps of blue smoke. They felt strange vibrations, and there was kind of an audible thump. Right. So an early morning edition of the local newspaper there, the Greensburg Tribune Review, actually stated the following. The area where the object landed was immediately sealed off on the order of the U.S. Army and state police officials, reportedly in anticipation of a close inspection of whatever may have fallen. State police officials were ordered that the area needed to be roped off to await the expected arrival of both U.S. Army engineers and possibly civilian scientists. Okay, so now when the state troopers and the Air Force personnel, they searched the woods, they said they found absolutely nothing. And then a subsequent edition of the newspaper came out that had the headline, "Searchers Fail to Find Object." So here's what, at the time, and I think even later, astronomers like Paul Annear, William P. Beitelman, and Fred Hess said that undoubtedly this was a meteor biode. Bolide? What was the word? Yes, a bolide, B-O-L-I-D-E, sorry for that, that was burning up in the atmosphere and descending at a steep angle. And authorities discounted proposed explanations such as a plane crash or an errant missile test, or even a re-entering satellite, and generally just assumed that it was a meteor. Even a spokesman for the Department of Defense in Washington first said that reports indicated that the fireball was a natural phenomenon. Fine. Okay, cool. So the people in this small town in Kecksburg, you know, they saw something, they heard something, they experienced something, and the government shows up and tells them, you didn't hear anything, you didn't experience anything, there's nothing to be found. Fine. However, right, because there's always a however in these cases, right? So however, in December of 2005, right, just before the 40th anniversary of the Kecksburg incident, NASA, right? NASA, you know, the rocket people, outer space people, released a statement reporting that experts had in fact examined metallic fragments that were found in the area and determined that they were from a Russian satellite that re-entered the atmosphere and broke up. But the records of their findings were lost in the 1990s. Okay, now NASA's a giant organization, and you'd think that if anyone was going to have a high-tech and kind of like, you know, loss-proof filing system, it would be the people at NASA. Not the case. So Leslie Keene, described as an investigative reporter backed by the Sci-Fi Channel, reportedly sued NASA under the Freedom of Information Act for the lost NASA records. Okay, and on October 26, 2007, NASA agreed to search for the records. Because they were ordered to by the court. And during the hearing, Steve McConnell, who was a public liaison officer for NASA, testified that two boxes of papers from the time of the Kecksburg incident were missing. Apparently, loss of records is not a unique case at NASA. For example, the original tapes recorded using the original tapes recorded during the televised Apollo 11 moon landing were misplaced or reused. I mean, I'm all for recycling, but something like, you know, a moon landing seems like something you want to keep, right? Anyway, so that's what came out in 2005 and 2007, right? 40 years later, they're coming out and they're saying, oh, by the way, we did find some stuff. We just didn't tell you about it. And then we lost the evidence. All right. But then NASA backtracks. More recent comments are less supportive of this idea that it was a Russian satellite, right? They're saying now that there is some speculation that the re-entry of the Cosmos 96 Venera-type spacecraft, which I'm going to show you a picture of this because I thought this was really cool. And again, if you're listening to the audio, I'm sorry you can't see the picture, but look it up. So the Cosmos satellite series, right? They look like something out of like Lost in Space, don't they? So this is what they thought were fragments that came back into the atmosphere and were responsible for the fireball, which was seen over southwestern Ontario, Canada, and at least eight states from Michigan to New York at 4:43 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 21:43 Universal Time on the 9th of December, 1965. Investigations of photographs and sightings of the fireball indicated its path through the atmosphere was probably too steep to be consistent with a spacecraft re-entering from Earth's orbit and was more likely a meteor in a prograde orbit from the vicinity of the asteroid belt and probably ended its flight somewhere over western Lake Erie. U.S. Air Force tracking data of Cosmos 96 also indicated that the spacecraft orbit decayed earlier than 21:43 Universal Time on the 9th of December, and other unconfirmed reports state that the fireball Other unconfirmed reports state that the fireball subsequently landed in Pennsylvania, southeast of Pittsburgh, near the town of Kecksburg at 4:46 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Uncertainties in the orbital information and reentry coordinates at the time make it difficult to determine definitively if this fireball could have been the Cosmos 96 spacecraft. So why make the statement in 2005 if you're not really sure that that's what it was? Right. And then you've got people looking around for records that may not exist because it may not have been the satellite. You know what I'm getting at. Anyway, so now John Venture of MUFON and an investigator named Owen Eichler, they did their own investigation and it led them to speculate that the object in Kecksburg was actually a General Electric Mark II reentry vehicle. Right. And it looks like this. I'm going to throw this photo up there for you. That had been launched by the Air Force as a spy satellite, but it fell out of orbit. However, these findings were never corroborated by NASA or the Air Force, right? And again, I grew up in this area, right? Just around the river bend, as Pocahontas would say. And I never heard that there was a potential UFO crash or a satellite crash or meteorite crash in my own backyard, right? And this is the thing that was really weird to me is that apparently this is held like a really, it's like a long held fascination with the public. I mean, there have been numerous TV shows based on the Kecksburg incident, and it has been cited as the inspiration for some crazy films. And apparently I missed them all. So let's go through some of these. So in 1990, the NBC television show Unsolved Mysteries aired an episode partially devoted to the incident and suggested that an extraterrestrial craft had crashed. And it quoted local residents who said that they had found an object in the woods shaped like an acorn and about as large as a Volkswagen Beetle, bearing writings resembling Egyptian hieroglyphs, which was subsequently removed by the military. And when the show was there and they were filming, they actually created a styrofoam prop of this alien acorn, which is still on display in Kecksburg. And the next time I'm home, the next time I go to visit my mother, I'm going to Kecksburg. I'm going to visit. I want to see this acorn. But I've popped a picture of that up on the screen as well. So there's a reenactment photo with the military trucks, and then there's the there's the acorn on display, which I believe someone said that it's sitting outside the volunteer fire department. So we'll like I said, I'm definitely going to check it out. I want to see what it is. And then in 2003, the Sci-Fi Channel aired a two-hour documentary, The New Roswell, Kexburg Exposed, hosted by Brian Gumbel. And while a 2008 episode of the Discovery Channel series, Nazi UFO Conspiracy, suggested that the incident was the recovery of an alleged Nazi UFO called the Die Glock, or the Bell, also known as the Nazi Bell. And I've got a photo of that here, too. Now, this was a concept weapon or craft. And they did build these giant concrete rings that were supposed to be kind of the launch portals or the launch pads. So that's on the screen as well for you to have a look at. And then in 2011, the History Channel's Ancient Aliens mirrored those suggestions and alleging that the Nazi secret weapon Die Glock was recovered at Kexburg and prompted a government conspiracy and cover up. Right? So there's that. Giorgio Tsoukalos, I think that's how you pronounce his name, from the History Channel, in search of aliens, visited the supposed crash site in 2014. And he was kind of taken on a tour and led around by UFO researcher Stan Gordon. Then on September 12th, 2019, so this is kind of recent. I mean, like, again, long-standing fascination with this stuff. On September 12th, 2019, producer-director Cody Knotts premiered his film Kexburg, which is a dramatization of the story of the real life of John Murphy, a reporter for a local radio station, WHJB, who was among the first to arrive on the scene, and his journey to learn more about the mysterious object that crash-landed in the rural woods. And then additionally, filmmaker Andrew Patterson said that the plot of his 2019 film, The Vast of Night, was partially based on the Kexburg incident. So there you go. So what did crash in the woods in Kexburg? Was it a UFO? Was it a downed satellite? Was it a meteor? No one knows. And no one's going to tell you the truth. That we know for sure. So this has been your... Oh, and before I go, thanks again, Dan Hall, for the suggestion. I really enjoyed learning about this. Can't believe that I lived there my entire life. I had no idea. No idea. So this has been your weekly and live Truth Be Told Minuteman Report. I am the Truth Be Told Minuteman, Robert Hensley. Thank you for joining me. Please be sure to like this episode, share it. And if you haven't already, subscribe to the channel. That way you know when we've got posted something new. And remember, there is new Truth Be Told content 3 times a week. Me on Mondays at 3, Bonnie Burkhart with Truth Be Told Transformations at 3 p.m. on Wednesday, and of course the original Truth Be Told with Tony Sweet on Fridays at 3. And then we've got other content sprinkled in there here and there as well, so there's always something for you. And if you aren't watching us on YouTube, which I hope you are, be sure to find the audio on Apple Podcasts and all major podcast platforms. And yeah. Until next time, have a good one.